Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Weekly Awakening. Hope everyone is feeling fabulous on this Wednesday morning. I know I am. I hope everyone had a wonderful new moon in Aries. Wow, there's going to be a lot of things coming. That was had a transit with Venus there, and we talked a little bit about it last week, but this is going to move things ahead. Venus moved things are going to be starting to get over the hump, whether it be love, friendship, relationships of any different kind, creative projects, things like that, things that seem to be stalled or not working out or not going in our favor are going to start now moving and kind of going into our favor. But we're not of the woods yet with Venus things. You know, soon Venus is moving into its home sign of Taurus, but next week and the week after there's a few Venus transits. But this is a new beginning. This new moon that we just had on Sunday night into Monday night was new beginnings, and I think everyone can feel that. So how is everyone doing today? Let me say, please make sure you check out the episode I dropped yesterday with Taylor at Mystic Mood Trade Company. It's a great episode. We talk about how to live a life and walk a path of self-awareness, spirituality, her rock bottom that landed her in jail, and how she came up from that. So it's a great episode. Make sure you check that out. I talked last week, I'm still having some changes and now they're starting to get moving along. So I hope to announce it on next week's The Weekly Awakening or the week after, but you guys will finally get to know what's going on with The Weekly Awakening and the Hair Healer Podcast. I'm super excited to tell everyone about that. I hope everyone had a fabulous week. It just is flying. I feel like I do these weekly awakenings Tuesday night, you know, into Wednesday. And then all of a sudden, it's like the next week already. It's like the next week. I can't believe it. And that's what's so beautiful about astrology. And if you just follow along when I started these, 7 weeks ago, you can just see how my life, and I'm telling you how your life just goes in cycles, how it just cycles through, just like the planets do. And we go up and we go down and we learn lessons and we go in and we go out. And when you start to pay attention to the planets, you see in your own life, you see, wow, everything really does move in cycles, right? Just like, you know, the plants, the trees, everything is in cycle, right? That's why we have the seasons. Here in the Philadelphia area, we have 4 seasons, and I'm super grateful for it, even though it was just the longest winter ever. I'm grateful for these 4 seasons because we are supposed to also be evolving and changing and cycling through every year. Every year we change, really. We got to think about that. I read this quote once and it said, I'm going to screw it up, of course, but I don't know why I'm jumping into marriage because we just talked about Venus stuff. But when you're with someone long term, right, a long term partner, you have to mourn 1,000 deaths of who they are. And that's kind of crazy, you know, and some people are lucky enough in relationships to grow together. You know, oftentimes I would say it's a 50-50 chance you grow together or you don't grow together. Or maybe there's times you're growing more and the other person is catching up or whatever it is. But you know, the way that you can guarantee is to put work into the growth. Put work into your own growth first, your own self, and then whoever, you know, your partner, your friend, whatever it is, your marriage, and then hopefully you grow together. But, you know, everything moves in cycles and we move and we change and we grow and we need to stop fighting against it. We just need to go with it and accept it and know that everything comes in waves and nothing is going to be perfect and we're not going to have, you know, these perfect years. I did an interview yesterday and I'm excited for this episode to come out in a couple weeks. And we really talked about, sometimes I'll say, come on, universe, like, can I just have a really good year? And all my years are good. Honestly, even the worst years are some of my best years, and there's good, bad, and there's moments, but like sometimes there's really hard years. And then we think the next year is going to be like the most amazing year. And no, sometimes we have these spiritual awakenings and they can take years. You know, it can be years of growth and evolving. And her and I talked about this on this episode with Dee that will come in a couple weeks is like, oh, wait, her growth, her spiritual awakening, her hard time was like 2-3 years. And then all of a sudden, you know, the growth came. So it's a lot of learning how to stay in the motions and how to enjoy life, even if you feel like you're having a bad year, a month, a day. I talk about this a lot, but I don't have bad years anymore. Or not bad years, no, I'm sorry, and hopefully none for anytime soon. I don't have bad days anymore. I occasionally will have bad moments, but maybe once or twice a year I'll have a really bad day. That's it. I put the work in to change my mindset for the last 10 years of my life, so I know what to do when I can feel those emotions coming. And oftentimes for me in the morning, I'm always driving. When I start to get like road rage and feel that anxious, that's the first sign of like, okay, Colleen, you got to watch yourself a little bit today. So pay attention to your body, pay attention to that. I feel like that was just so Venus in Aries. I don't know why I just went off on that tangent. It was not on my notes, but let's talk about this week. We are starting to perfect the Mars in a superior trine with Jupiter. So this is like a really good transit. And my teacher was talking about that at Achyuta Bhava in Nightlight Astrology. And he said, this is like one of the best transits of the month. And also something he's been looking to all year, right? Mars, the god of action, the god of work, the god of, you know, getting things done with Jupiter, right? And it's in a positive trine with Jupiter, which brings rewards for our hard work, which brings abundance, brings lots of big things. So this is a good thing. So what can you expect from this transit? You can expect there to be, number one thing, rewards for your hard work. Where, look at your whole sign house. Where is Gemini? That's what Mars is in. And where is Aquarius? That is what Jupiter's in. So look for hard, like, man, I put in this work wherever that is. For mine is actually in my career house. My Mars is in my career house, and I have Jupiter in my house of work as well as health. And so I'm hoping, you know, and I can already feel it, all the work I've put in, there's going to be some surprise rewards that come out of nowhere, you know, and so expect that. If you've put some work into something, you know, believe that the results will come. And that can be hard when we still put in the work blindly. I mean, work, and we feel like we're not getting nothing from it. But sometimes the universe is like, I just want to see how hard you're going to work and how much you're going to put into it. But the rewards will eventually come. They just don't come so instant. And we live in a world now where everything is so instant and instant gratification and this and that we think that if a result doesn't happen instantly, then it's not going to happen, or it's not good enough, or whatever, when we need to learn patience. And I think the universe is constantly teaching us, hey, get back into that patient mindset, you know, mindset. So expect good things to come from this. All that hard work you're putting into, out of the blue, like sort of surprises and abundance, you know, maybe friends, people are going to come to you and say, hey, I'm going to help you work. I'm going to help you get through this. I'm going to help you do that thing. So, you know, there's going to be some breakthroughs, and there's going to be feeling positive about all the action you took, right? Again, finally, all that action I've been putting into, there's a result. There is a result. I can stop this action because guess what? All that hard work is paying off. So it's going to be really good. And my teacher said something, and he always says everything I need to hear. Now, let me tell you, if you're interested in astrology, interested in what I study, ancient astrology, Hellenistic, his courses start up. Year one starts in June. So check him out. You can email him at info@nightlightastrology. I follow him. Check him out. All of his stuff. I listen to him. He is, to me, the greatest teacher ever, you know. Anyways, but he said something, and when he talked about this transit, Mars trine Jupiter, and it really clicked with me. Everything he says, for whatever reason, just like, oh, wait, I feel like he's talking to me. That's what I need to hear. And he said, I wrote it down here, what's your motivation for being on top, right? And that's something that's going to come through here, and something we need to reflect on with this Mars trine Jupiter. What is your motivation? When we have an ego-based motivation, which no one is perfect. I sometimes have an ego-based motivation, you know, that I'm constantly working on. Other people do. There's a moment too. You know, what's the motivation? Is it ego? And oftentimes when we seek things from ego, they don't turn out the way we want to. They don't play out the way we want to. We don't get the same results the way we want to. You know, we end up in pain for whatever reason, right? When the ego is running the show. And then what's your motivation on the soul part, right? Is your motivation, you know, to help others, right? To help others selflessly, to not receive anything in return with whatever you're doing. And so what is your motivation? If you want to be on top in something, if you want to be on top in fitness, if you want to be on top in your spiritual health, if you want to be on top of the number one influencer, if you want to be on top of your work, what's your motivation? And that's important. And that should be always checking in on anything, on everything, which ties into my weekly awakening of the week. What is my, you know, and it's tied into what my teacher said. What's your motivation for being on top? And I've actually had this conversation for the last 3 days, not that particularly, but with the weekly awakenings, it's often like the reflection of my life as well as what's going on around my surroundings. I've had this conversation of people of filling the voids and what we seek out. You know, the ego seeks out temporary things a lot of times, right? To fill a void, to make us feel a certain way, and also to protect us. We have to have ego. So I'm not, you know, saying that's this thing. We have to have it. But like, we also need to check it. Our ego should be checked oftentimes, like our mental health, like our energy, like our physical health, because our ego is what gets us in trouble half the time, or gets our feelings hurt, or attaches to things that it shouldn't, okay? So ask yourself, whatever you're doing this week, whatever you're doing today, what's your motivation? And I think you can take that a step further and take that in almost every situation you're in, which I like to. You know, what is my motivation here? You know, I want to go have this conversation with an employee, right? What's my motivation? Or I want to go have a conversation with this boss. What is my motivation here? Am I just trying to, you know, is this important? Is this going to change? You know, is this something that's coming from the soul, or is this something that's coming from the ego? You know, we can take that as relationships, friendships, anything. What are your motives? And how do we discern the difference between ego-based thinking and soul-based thinking, right? Again, it comes down to what's your intuition, what does your body, what does your emotions feel? Soul-based things feel good, and they'll feel good throughout the entire time that you're thinking it, doing it, you know, or even if you're doing some soul work and it doesn't feel good, there's an underlying current of feeling good because you know you're at the right vibration. We're ego. We don't always feel good, right? We know it. It feels ego sometimes will bring, you know, jealousy, pain. You know, we just know that, hey, something doesn't feel right in my motives here, you know? You just start paying attention to that, because I guarantee you, you will start moving differently. You will start living differently, and it will reflect from the inside outside when you really check what's ego and what's soul. And if you don't know, pay attention to your thoughts during the day. And again, pay attention to your actions. Bring that back, you know? What is my purpose? What is this serving, you know? And it's such an easy way to find freedom, to avoid fights, to avoid all of that. I feel like I was reflecting on this past winter, and I was talking to a client today. This was a really, and I feel like I shared about this every Weekly Awakening, but this was a dark winter. And I feel, for me, it was a very ego-based winter, in a way of like, I had to check my motives for what I want to do. But it seemed like I kept letting my ego run the show because I was all by myself, you know, when I wasn't with my kids and I was just doing this and I was creating this. And every time I was just stuck. I felt a lot of just stuck in ego and stuck in myself. And that felt very painful. Ego just feels painful. And so now I feel like I'm opening it up, you know, I'm opening up now to do more soul-based things and work on my soul. Now I want to talk about, you know, check your motives. So that's the Weekly Awakening. And to me, I've been checking my motives all week. Okay. For everything. What is my motive for wanting to talk to this person? What is my motive for wanting to go out with this person? What is it to do that? Or what is it? What is my motive? And again, so much of it is to fill the void. So find out what void you're trying to fill. To me, I can only fill the void truly, you know, with soul-based things. That's not what the ego wants, but that's what the soul and body wants. So check your motives today. Check what you're doing. Check your soul. Check your ego. You know, do what you need to do to the next right thing. This is what I wrote down. Reflect on how you might take something to the extreme. This is also a little bit of a Mars trine Jupiter. Reflect on how you might take something to the extreme or make it extra. And why are you doing that? That was a little reflection or Weekly Awakening of myself this week in ways that I seek out extraness, right? And wanting to be extra. Or why do I take something to the extreme? Why do I like to jump full force into everything, you know, and say, okay, I'm just going to ride this crazy wave where there's no balance in my life for, you know, 6 weeks, a month, and enjoy that. And then all of a sudden I'm like, whoop, all right, that's a little ADHD thing too. All right, let me pull back here because that was so extreme. And, you know, I feel like with so many planets in Aries right now, there's a lot of extreme stuff. So how can we pull ourselves out of that mindset, you know? When we're too much of one way, you know, if we have too much anger, if we have too much that, sometimes we can get catapulted to the other extreme side of that. So how do we learn, or, you know, what's the motive for me for being stuck in this extremeness? Or what is this a motive for me that I make things extreme, right? I go along life and then all of a sudden I'm like, yeah, I feel like I need some extreme excitement here. So I'll engage in something or I'll do something and I'll go balls to the wall. And then I'm like, let me pull back a little bit back here. And I guess I'm reflecting because I did that recently over the last month or so. But this time it's different because this time I catch myself and where I am today in my life and for the last year is I've worked so hard mentally to get where I am mentally, spiritually, emotionally. And when I do things extreme, I take away from that. When I do something to the extreme, whether it be work, you know, sex, relationships, whatever we like to do to the extreme, I'm taking away from my soul and I'm taking away from what truly makes me balanced and happy and fills those voids. And, you know, there's many complexities. We have different sides in us. So sometimes little girl Colleen likes to get, you know, taken and run away and go have fun. But CEO Colleen's like, wait, that's not how we roll. You know, that's not how we roll. So allowing myself to find the balance in all things, right? I mean, I think that is one of the keys to life that we never figure out is, what is their balance? I think that we're learning how to, again, we have cycles through the planets. We have balance, I mean, through the planets and that cycles. So oftentimes when I feel balanced, when I feel like everything is going well and everything is just as it needs to be, you know, oftentimes in my chart, everything seems or appears just as it needs to be. But guess what? Something shifts and a new catapult gets in there. And there's a reason for that too. I'll finish with this reflecting. I was thinking about today and I was thinking about signs. You know, I'm someone who's always looking for signs and Jupiter is a planet often that brings signs. So again, there will be signs of hard work. And when are we disillusioned from the signs? When are the signs not really real? When are we just creating them? I was thinking, when am I just creating these signs because I want to? And how do I know they're truly signs from my higher power, the universe? Again, I think that ties into how does that feel, right? Am I asking for the sign from an ego-based place or I'm asking for the sign from a soul-based place? Either way, we got to believe that no matter what, we are on the right path. And what's hardest for me with sometimes looking for the signs, and I was sharing with a friend tonight as I was cutting her hair, is I like to believe that someone, people, place, or thing, if I didn't seek it out, if it just randomly was there and I couldn't avoid it, it comes to me, there's a reason. And oftentimes it is, whether it's just a lesson, a season, or a lifetime. But sometimes those are the most painful when it turns out to be a lesson, right? And I had a few of those this past year, and I'm like, wait, I don't get that. I know all the years that I seeked out. I know that I seeked out all that crazy BS. You know, I know what I was getting into when I married my husband. I know my ex-husband. I knew what I was getting into with other things. So I could almost rationalize that pain that I caused myself. But when it seems like it's someone who's meant to be, and I'm not saying romantic, I'm just saying in some sort of way. And then you realize that, they're just a lesson. What? I thought that like I ran into them because it was this, that, or other. Oh, it's just another lesson. But those lessons all come with rewards, baby, every time we grow and evolve and we work through those lessons. And sometimes it's a lesson, sometimes it's a blessing. That's what you need to know. That's, you know, I think that's a good way to end this Wednesday. So reflect on your ego, your soul. What's a lesson? What's a blessing for you? You know, everything is that. And I pray every day and I pray for signs and I don't know why I'm saying this. I feel like someone needs to hear that, but trust, the sign will come. If you prayed for a sign, if you need a sign, pray to your angels, ancestors, and guides and trust that it will come. It will always come. And sometimes the signs come for me, there'll be something so blunt and so bold and so physical, right? A physical form sign. I'm like, oh yeah, I really can't ignore that. And sometimes, which are easier ones to ignore, they come as a thought of awareness. All of a sudden, like the awareness is there. The way you looked at something or someone or whatever is not the same as it was yesterday, you know, or the day before. And then you can't ignore it. So when you ask for a sign, it can come in those two different ways. It can come in our mind, and it can come in a physical form. So remember that. But remember that they're everywhere and everything is okay. And and your angels, your ancestors, your guides, people that love you are on your side. Something greater than you is on your side. Just trust your path, trust where you're at today, and trust where you're going to be at tomorrow. It's going to be beautiful. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you, everyone, for your support. Again, please make sure you follow me on Instagram at thehairhealer1111, on TikTok, where I do a lot of daily videos on astrology. That's just thehealer1111. Email me, thehairhealerpodcast@yahoo.com, if you have any suggestions or want to add or talk or anything. Thank you, everyone. Have a beautiful week, a beautiful day. Trust your path. Love you all.